טוב, תודה בית השם, נבן הראש, on the sugi that we've just learned. So there's a quick summary of what we see in Rashi and Tosfos, then you can do the Rosh and see how often the Matzah comes out. Okay, also we're going to do a quick summary of Rashi and Tosfos, and then we're going to do the Rosh and see how it came out. So again, we're on the bottom comment of your test of advice. We saw the Gemara made, Rav Hoh made a statement about the difference between Nikshma Elov Kosher Adam. Nikshma Elov is less Chiyuvim than Kosher Adam. Obviously, you say this, it came out from Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi holds that Kosher Adam, the only thing you can be chayav for is the bone. Once it lands, you're only chayav for the bone. While it's flying, you're potter completely. There's no Chiyuv Eish and there's no Chiyuv Boy while it's flying. You're only chayav for once it lands. That's Shitzes Rashi. And if you've got that clear in your head, according to Rashi, Kosher Adam cannot be chayav because of Eish, right? Then the whole sugya flows smoothly. If we're going to take that on, Kosher Adam can't be chayav, right? So when it said, he thought that Rav was going on the Mishnah, that's what he thought, and he said, Kosher Adam chayav, it must be talking about when he chayav. Once it lands. And Nikshma Elov also be a similar case once it lands. According to Rashi, he must be talking about once it lands because Koshu Odom, he won't be chayv unless it lands. They must be talking about once it lands. And Nikshma Elov talking about once it lands. And then we don't understand it. Why should be a chayv? Chatzin Ezek. Where's Chatzin Ezek from? Chatzin Ezek. We know only one thing of Chatzin Ezek, and that is Chatzin Ezek Tzoris. But that's talking about the hit as it was flying. But here we say, we're talking about once it lands, because there's no chiyuv once it's flying by kosher odom. So we're talking about once it lands. So once Nikshma Elov, why should it be chayiv chatzin ezek? Therefore, Ravuna says, we're not going with the Mishnah. And the Gemara says, Ravuna's not going with the Mishnah. Ravuna's actually talking about a different statement about once it lands. Misa was saying, chayiv chatzin ezek, and I'm talking about the chicken inside because it was flying and hit something. What happens also in the case once a land? So here, Rabbana says, there's a chiluk between a person that ties or happens on its own. If it happens on its own, then you're potter completely. And if something tied it, then the person that tied it is chayv. Now, why is the person that tied it chayv now? Because of the boy, that's what we're saying. So why you potter completely if it was tangled on its own? What happened to the body? Why have you got tangled on its own or you potter completely?
It's at that point it's hefka.
It's hefka, that's one third. Because it's hefka. Another third is his body below shoulder. It's two reasons why I potter. Not even bothered by Rashi goes with the reason for this, but they show you the stick with its hefka. Okay? Right. Okay. So now that was Shitzes Rashi. Moving on to Shitzes Tosfos. Tosfos is clearly based on the Achai for Eish. Somebody typed it in the Achai for Eish because the Tana goes called the Achai for Eish. Once you know that Tosfos holds that, now you have only Avon in the whole suit. Martin, Vuna starts over. Vuna said, Lo Yishono, Elo. The Gemara said that's not Martini to the Mishnah. Why not? So here's the new shout. This is all that the words Kosher Adam Chayv means this guy is Chayv everything without any part. That can't be on the Mishnah. In the case of the Mishnah, there's a Baal Tanagil that's also Chayv. So it'd be a joke that they'd be sharing their liability. And Kosher Adam Chayv has on its own. Because of that point, so the Mishnah, the Gemara says, Ravuna wasn't going on the Mishnah, Ravuna was talking about a bit of Hefka, where then the Baal Tanag is not going to be Chayv for anything, and Kosher Adam, the Kosher Adam is going to be Chayv for everything. Okay? Why is the Baal Tanag talking about the little Hefka again? Because otherwise,
the ballot and the bill would have to be commensurate.
The ballot bill would have to be. So why do you have to come into kosher odom? They would in the ballot bill, then you have to. Okay. But now is that. Now we've got Rosh. We're going to do the Rosh transition. So the Rosh talks about all the practical halachas that come out here. It's all different variations. Brother Rosh, Simeon Beis, oh, Rosh Petz, I'll share with you the Rosh. Do you have the Rosh? I don't know if you have the Rosh. Rosh. That's the Simeon. Screens. Okay. There we are. This is the Rosh over here. The yellow at the bottom of the screen. As he said, oh, you're delirious, closer, Miragloi, oh, you say, Mahadis. Making of a Gemara, the Gemara establishes this. We're talking about a case where he got tied on his own. Badi Andri, and they got flung. The Ave lay service, and it is service. So, if it says the Rosh, you have to really work on each line of the Rosh. On making of the Gemara established that the Mishnah is talking about Miksha Me'edov. The Mishnah that says if it's the Ezek, talking about where it got tied on its own to the chicken, of Adi Adrim, the Haver Leit Zeris, of the Denil Shal Hefka, and we're talking about the Denil of Hefka, of the Denil Shal Bal Tarnagur, Bad Snake. Or a little of a Baltanago who had hidden it. So the Baltanago is not Chayyab. Tilo Yatsne, had he not hidden it, Avagam, the Adi Adui, even though the chicken flung it, so it's like serious, Meshalim Nezik Shalim, Chayyab Nezik Shalim. The Nezik would get the Nezik Shalim. Oh, very good. That's what I was going to talk about. Who's going to pay? Now let's just analyze what the Rosh has told us so far. Rosh told us must be talking about the Mishnah talking about Niksha Me'ilot, that the bucket got tied on its own. Because if somebody had tied it, or the bucket was owned by somebody, the one who owns the bucket, the one that ties it is going to be hired to pay the damage that this act of the chicken flinging it is going to be hired. Anyone has any orange for the Rosh here? Any other Rashi or like Jesus? You know, it's like Jesus with you. You also like Jesus. According to Rashi, if the thing flung or flung and hit while it was flying, then the one, there's no boy, there's no ish. The only thing you have is serious. So let somebody else tie it. Don't need to say the Mishnah is talking about Daf Ganikshma Ilo. Even Rashi said, of course, even if somebody would tie it, the one that tied it is bottom. Said the Chiddush comes out of Rashi. Somebody ties something to the chicken, as long as it's flying, the one that tied its bottom. Once it landed, and somebody tripped up on it, then the one that tied it would be chayav. But as long as it's flying, its bottom. So this Rosh is going like Tosis. Okay, good to know.
But also would be if he hit a kid.
Yeah, in order to be chayav for both, Rashi holds that's the meal. Yeah.
Well,
when you tied it, it was already bird, yeah.
Then the chicken goes around flinging it.
Mm-hmm.
Rashi says, then
it lands again, it's tired again.
If somebody trips up on it, yeah.
What about the little shadows and corners?
Yeah, but then bow is only bow if somebody trips up on it.
You throw it off when making a shield, taking the ball by finding it. But you took responsibility for that ball at that time. And then, even though it's flinging around, that little shadow.
In order to make something liable, you need to give it a name. The last time she said, we're in this book and help you if you can't give it, label it as one of the obstacles you can perform. The act that happened wasn't the act which Boy is hired for. Boy is only hired if somebody trips up on it. If the Boy goes and hits someone, that's not Boy. So if we can't label it the right arm, you won't get used. The tremendous finish of Rashi, taste obviously a holy canal. And the Rosh is going with tases. Don't be kiddish, because the Rosh very often goes with tases. Okay, so now we need to work out who pays. So it says the Rosh. If it was owned by somebody, then you'd pay Nezek Shoni. The Hawk, you see where we are? We're by the little beast. The auditory is Slavish Shani Melechat Nezek. That which says only chayim chatzin ezek, chayim shetiz adover hefka. That's only when it belongs to our hefka. Avnim et tizem momrin bailim. If it was matin momrin bailim, somebody that didn't look after his things, mishanim nezek shonim. That's zero. So that's the nezek gets paid nezek shonim. Why? Once he carried on, it's very normal for a chicken to kick up stones. It's exactly the same as Avnoi Sakino Masoi, Shenichon Berush Gagri. That was placed in Berush Gagri, and not for the Berush Matsuyo. It's exactly the same as somebody who left Avnoi Sakino Masoi, the place where the wind's going to move it. And that's it. Your five age. Here's what somebody left his money. It's due in an area that is to be taken by a chicken. And the chicken actually went and used it to hurt someone. That's it. And therefore, the one that left the due there would be chayv to pay. Abol. Betafke ba'adi adui. That what we said, that Yechayim Chatzin Ezer, that's talking about Adi Adui. Avon Hidek Yatanoge Bezlil, Zerach Hiluchoy, Mishanim Ezek Shon. If Bezlil, if the Tanoge would have damaged as it was walking, then he would be Yechayim Ezek Shon. Why? The Tanoge would be Yechayim Ezek Shon. The Dobam Chuber Gufoy, Kegufoy Domi, something of a group is like good for you. Can my egg on my shirt be curry? That was. As Dan was walking, yeah. That's what he said. That guy had to do it. That guy flung it.
The legal way is not moving to
the church. Right, that's right. But if it's as the animal walks, it pulls along together with it, and that would be regular. As we just said, yeah. So how many halachas? We have to count up the halachas of the Rosh. Each one's a treasure. First halacha is, he told us, there's a musik called the Chiyuv of Eish. Called by Tosfos, the musik of Eish, and therefore we must be referring here when the delil is a hefker, or the delil was properly looked after beforehand, and the Tanoget is the one that does everything. That's the first halacha. In order to make a chiv of Chatzin Ezek and no more than Chatzin Ezek, we must be talking about a delil. It was either ownerless or was owned by somebody, but it was well looked after. The chicken is the one that does everything. But otherwise, the one that owns the bucket was the fisher. So once it's ownerless, so why are you tired with what the chicken does? That's serious. And serious is Chatzin Ezek. If I would leave my dinner and the chicken takes my dinner and flings it at someone, so I will shy because of Ish, because I left my bucket in a place that will continue to cause damage. If I didn't leave my bucket lying around, and the chicken then went there and did it, then the chicken, the chicken started to be called Regan. Sorry, this is serious in the fact that's in it. Yeah?
No, that's okay. Even though he didn't put it.
Yeah. The chicken, I hid my bucket really, but the chicken took out my bucket.
I had to.
And then the chicken went through it. So the chicken threw him in the bucket. And that's landing right on the bar is
killing him. I stomp in on the thing.
No. No. If the chicken throws it, then it's killing. If the chicken throws it, then it's killing. If it's killing, it serves. If it's walking, it's good for you, then it's going to be regular. If it's thrown, so it's good for you, so then it's cutting it. Right?
It's a little different. It's all you do is like find the right thing.
I'm
going to go to the morning, I'm just going to go take something that's going to start. It's not
wrong. He didn't do it with Kabbalah.
What?
But we're talking about here, he didn't do it with Kabbalah. Then it would be carried. Right? He didn't do it with Kabbalah. He did it, chicken is jumping and has a jump. He's, oh, wait, stop it. Come on. Okay, so that was the first finish. That's right, yeah. If it got through, if it threw it, it got tangled.
It's tangling.
So then the act that he broke was not direct act of it walking, it was because of Kushan. He threw something.
It was
Nezik Shadi. It was in a case where the Dalil was owned by someone. So then there's Ish. And then the Nezik will be paid Nezik Shadi. Why? Because then somebody here was chayav because of Ish.
But this is entangled by it.
If it got entangled by it, then there's no Ish. One second. If he left his buck lying around, right? And the chicken got tangled by it, that would be Ish. Who's the Ish?
As far as the bow was concerned.
Yeah. The Tanaga was big. That's it. We have to work out how they divide up the big. The Baal Tanaga is Chayav Tatsi Nezek, and the Baal Eish is Chayav Nezek Shole. And we'll have to work out how to divide up the big. Right? Well, you'll bother about what we spoke yesterday. It's an interesting hour, but we spoke about yesterday in the shift. You're telling me that every chicken that's taking this bucket and flinging it isn't doing a type of Eish. Right? So even if the bucket was hefker, that the person left his chicken lying around whilst he not tired of the ish. But that's what we said yesterday. The Torah said regel is potential throughout the Torah said series of regal is fine for the nezik. And every regal really is a type of ish, but the Torah said much we're finding its regal. So the chicken, I didn't look after my chicken, I didn't it. It's got all the offers of regal or service. But the person that left his bucket there, and that's in the room until the chicken can go and take it, he, the one that left the bucket, is higher than the fish.
Well,
chicken is higher than the fish. So, and now we have to work out how to divide that the pig. One's higher than the fish, one's higher than the fish. How to divide that? How much is one pig?
We're going to come to nice five, which is right. Stationary.
Right.
When it's a long shimon, it starts blowing out of fire. And who's higher?
Shimon, because it's not Rotten Tzir. That is somebody comes along and does it, it's not Rotten Tzir. You've got a bad example. Right? But what would be, if you want a similar example, Reuben lights a fire, and I'm going to share Shimon's Torah goes without flapping its wing and generates a wing. A wind and causes the fire to go up. There, Reuben would be high. It's a Reuben Mutsuya. Natural thing for chickens to come out when we make them. It'd be high, we have to do a Reuben Mutsuya. The banana chicken would be high. Sorry. Yeah, it's due to his craft.
Where's the location? So, which is
Yeah, that's a dog, right? Which is around in the field, so it's. By weight of intuition, the opposite is damaged. Right? Okay. You can come up with your combinations of the You say this reactive. So there was one halacha that came out from this rosh. There's a musig of ish. The better leave something lying around and a chicken takes it and causes damage. The one that left it lying around is chayav as a child because of ish. That's one halacha. The second halacha which the rosh told us is in a case where we're talking about something hefty, so there's no ish. So there's only a musig of chatzinetic service. That's the rosh. That's only if it's koichon. If it's adi aduyu, it's koichon. If the chicken was walking and pulling it along, which isn't good, but that's good boy, then the bala chicken would be chayav nezek shoy. That's the second halacha that came out in the rosh. Right, eglo mishkes bekoy. What about the third halacha? Your hizik had little achashano.
Before you get to that, would there be ashenness if it was an owned lil?
What's owned?
If the lil is owned and the chicken is pulling.
And
that
it was owned, and he left it lying around.
Is that
yeah? And that would also be ish.
Would that be ish? Would that just be the regular?
The person that left it, he's high because of ish. Mm-hmm. And the owner of the chicken is high within regular, right? And so each person got his thing. You left your thing lying around, which in real pursuit can cause damage. That is ish. And the person of the chicken. I didn't look after my chicken. I was walking around pulling something. Okay, that's rega. So if that happened to Moshe Surabim, the person that left the bucket would be five nezik shalim, and the owner of the chicken would be part of the lady.
Why the chicken?
No, it's both. Well, this is important.
I would think one of the edge that the boss is saying it's a moment that the
going with the young girl is when a person trips up on something. Ish is when it goes and hits something.
What would you mean? Is it stationary afterwards?
Either stationary or it could be rolling off as if something chewed up on it. No, it cannot be stationary afterwards. Homer Skelter just means I placed in one place and it's now in another place. It rolled down to another place.
It's stationary.
It could be stationary there or it can keep rolling there. It doesn't make a difference.
It's not rolling.
But something trips up on it. Moe means that something trips up on it. As opposed to it hitting someone. Yeah? If somebody leaves a bicycle on the floor, and someone trips up on it, that's a bird.
By the way, also, warming garbage language sounds flush above it, like it's rolling across the room, but still saying war by definition is passive.
Right. That's what you're talking about. The very not going to say it's really about that. What do you mean something trips up on it? Just why did we miss Galville? In Scout is talking about the location where it is. Is this the place where I originally placed it? No, it was Miskaldum. It rolled down to another place. Right? It got rolled to another place. And then it has some third guy. Even though I think places by still over here, based up there, it rolled down there, that's still good.
What's the kind of meaning as well? Could if you put a sort of staccato, which is rather, because I didn't place it over there, I placed it over there.
And had they not moved, it wouldn't have been a chayiv. They wouldn't have caused the damage.
Somebody else would have tripped up, wouldn't you? But,
It might have tripped up. You want to be chayiv? It might have happened.
That object in that position?
Yeah, that's why I did it. That's why I mean the hazard. But the people moved it somewhere else, why should I be chayiv? That's a little wrong. That's a shit of a patient. But,
there's only one nice thing. Chicken's breaking something. You're saying what form of nezek is? It's simultaneously two forms of nezek, depending on whose perspective you're talking about.
So,
I mean, is that only coming obvious now through the rush?
No, and the rush very nicely speaks all out, but the taste also came out.
Is it due to the sugya?
No. Every person's got their liabilities, how to look after things, what the Torah put on them. One person's responsibility is, the Torah says something called Eish. If you leave your things lying around, the wind all town goes, if they can travel and cause damage to it, you're going to be ashamed for that. Then there's somebody else's responsibility to look after your money. What's my money? My chicken. My chicken's running around. You look after your chicken, make sure it doesn't do anything. That's the responsibility called Drago. I have to make sure my chicken doesn't. So look at the Torah. What Regal says in Chayef. Yeah.
So it's okay. So what from the nezek? From his perspective,
Yeah. 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 Too much. It's a barrel of wine. A barrel of wine, okay? And he leaves it on the top of Ayalon. And it rolls down the hill. Later, along came cow knocked it. The cow knocked it. Let's say cows are shkia. Knocked it, it's now rolling down the hill. It rolls down the hill and smashes into a car. Is the person chayiv for that car? If it be void, it'd be bought for that car. The boy is not chayiv for kelim. If it be ish, it'd be chayiv for that car. But ish is chayiv for kelim. So it would be chayiv. So it comes out very interesting. Somebody leaves a bucket in a place where a cow or something can bump into it, a barrel, it never rolls down the hill. If it hits the car as it's rolling down the hill, you're chayiv. If it rolls to the bottom of Machal Kishon, and it's sitting there, and because of that, some type of bus or car goes into it and smashes it into the bucket, then it'd be part of the narrative book. Interesting halacha which comes out from Jesus and the Rosh, right? That's right. So where are we holding? So that was now the second halacha. Third halacha that comes out, we're in the Rosh, the Imhizika, the little Achashanoch. Imhizika, the little Achashanoch. If the bucket caused damage after it landed, potter Baltanagan potter, the Omakro, Yeke Ishboy, Relationboy. Who made this boy? The Tanagan made it. The Tanagan is not high for boy. So Gozman is moving, the Tanagan is high for the tourist. But once it lands, it's only high for the boy. And boy, you're not high. The Tanagan that created the boy is not high. That's in a case where there's no bite. That's the third halakha of the Rosh. Now, fourth halakha of the Rosh. The little de is the bite, and the little that has bite. The loyatsin. So now we're going to have a partnership in crime. You have somebody who left his boy in a dangerous area, along came his chicken and took it. Right? So he left his item in the little in a dangerous area, and the chicken came and took it. Now we have two people who are at fault. We have somebody who's tied because of the ish, and somebody who's tied because of the service. Right? Balatana gets tied because of the service.
It's Hepkin.
No. The little, the Isley by that. The loyalty.
Turnabout.
Not yet. It's on again. Oh, he's going to say in a minute. Okay. So, okay. Still Isley by the loyalty. The Nixha Beregel Tanagel de Hefka. Okay, very good. So the Rosh at the moment talking about this is now the fourth halakha thing. The Nixha Beregel Tanagel de Hefka. So here we have a case where the Bala Tanagel is not fine, but there is a Bala Tanagel. And you've got the Dilil, Bala Dilil is fine because of Aish. Bala Dilil, Chayyid. Bala Dilil is going to be Chayyid. Why? Why is he chayiv? What the Russians have done basically for us so far is broken down the chiyuvim, broken out the chiyuvim of the tanagel when there's only a tanagel involved, and broken out the chiyuvim of the dlil when there's only a dlil involved. Right? Chiyuvim of the tanagel when there's only a tanagel involved, as long as it's moving, it's chayiv. Once it lands, it's possible completely. Few of them of the delivery of the involved is Nesek Shari. Because he left it lying around when the where a town ago the local so could take it. Now the Rosh wants to know what's the name and the joint together. Well, the town ago is the Isley Baji, the Hizik der Hiluk. A town ago has by ownership and it was mazik as it was walking along. So let's say a matter of tsuris. No, not yet tsuris. Mishanim Balad Lil Chatzi or Balad Tanagil Chetzi. So here you have a Tanagil that did Regal and a Balad Eish, Balad Lil that did Eish. And the Tzogman Shusa Yochid, so Mamela, a case where the Balad Tanagil would be Chayiv, then the Balad Lil would be trying, Balad Lil would be trying to pay for the amount of that. Both of them are liable 100%. So you divide out the payment 50-50.
What do you
mean by the choice?
So why is it? What if they said they will hire 100%?
Yeah. Regular interest of your votes is in. And age 100%, 100%, and say, right, 50-50. Sticks are not. Be Adyadui. If it was Adyadui, if it was Adyadui, so now how much will the Tanaga be trying to pay? Really? 50. And how much the Balad Lil trying to pay? So how do you divide that up? Here, for me, is the biggest kiddush in the world from the Rosh. Everything till here, I could take something down. This got me agitated. Mishalim Balatanagil Revia. The Balatanagil has to pay a quarter. Is the Shutras. From Balad Lil, Gimel Chalokim, Kev Nosan. And Balad Lil pays three quarters. Like in Nosan, remember we had this in the document. It says, I think it was. Famous shit of Ibn Nosson. You have two people that are liable, and one of them has a break, so he lets them off, and the other one has to pay the difference. Right? They have an ish. You is the ish of Chayim Nezek Shalomim. And you turn is really Chayim Chatzinim. The Mr. Nezek Chatzinim has a partner. So there's no reason why ish may Chatzinim. Just like there's no reason why the person of the ish can pay out himself. He's the partner. So the one who has a partner, we knock off the payment to 25 cents. And then the other one has to pay three quarters. This is a chiddush for me. Why? We had a very similar case. Remember, there was a town and a boat. The town damaged together with the boat. So the town had to pay, anyway, we only paid 50%, right? And as a partner now, so it pays 25%. And the boy has to pay the remaining. The boy has to pay 3%. That's what we had there. Then we had to remain the parents. It was explained. We had a question here. When you work out payment, one had 50% was higher originally 50, another one was higher 100%. So now, why do we say he gets a 50% break? And the other one only gets a 25% rate. Why should that? That's not fair. We should divide that. We have two people did partnership together. What are going on this? It's the one who's had serious, now he only has to pay 25%. That means he got left off 50% of his skill. Right? And the other one was left off only 25% of his skill. Why should that be? So the one who's got sorry eyes, well, he's got a partner. So if he's got a partner, so he's allowed to get down to 25%. He only has to pay 25%. Well, he's got a partner. So you get a break of 50%, he's got a partner. And the other one, who also has a partner, the one who's got 100%, he's got a partner. No, he has to pay 75%. Why should we put the partnership more on Mr. Service than Mr. H? Why should Mr. H put the bill more than Mr. Tzuris? I would have made a difference for him. If I wasn't the Rosh, I'd say that they should have paid, these are my numbers, one should pay 37.5, and the other one should pay the rest. I would say 63.5, 62.5. How did I get to this? Because they've got a partnership. So you've gone here, you work out, there's 150 cents here between them paid. Where one of them pays 50% and the other one's meant to pay 100%. So one's really a third of the other one. So if you work out like that, there should be some type of payment like that. Worked out based, the one's paying a third, the one's paying two thirds, 3% and 67, maybe that would be better. One's paying a third, the one's paying two thirds. Why should it be here? The one pays a quarter and the other one three quarters. How do you divide out that?
That's the same question you have.
Oh, so the big thing had that question. Hashem asked the question. Hashem said, "The Gvaldi Yechivish, a town pays half of what a Mu'ud would have paid. Now, if you have a Mu'ud with a partner with another Mu'ud, how much would each Mu'ud pay? 50. A town pays, the halacha of a town pays, is you pay half of a Mu'ud. Half of the reward is 25%. That was a special halacha by Tam. Special halacha by Tam was if Tam pays half of what a Mu'ad would pay. So you have a, what would be if you have two Mu'adim, a boy and a Mu'ad, a boy and a Shoy Mu'ad damaging? How much would the Shoy Mu'ad pay? 50%. And Tam pays half. So that's the halacha. Tam pays half of Mu'ad. So he would pay 25%. And the boy would have to pay up the rest of the bill. Fine, then the Rishon asked the Kashrut, the Rishon said that too. But here we're not talking about Tam. Here we're talking about somebody who's really a regular, really quite nedek shavim. Just the Torah said, Surahs, Surahs get put down to 50%. So here we're going to say it goes down to 25.
But you're saying yes, Shino.
Not the rest, Shino, you mean?
No, but that concept of we see that by Tzvaros, there was the happening of this to lower the payment to a quarter. So it might be the same type of thing. You pay half of what you would have paid.
But I understand it, because if he does a shimmy, so he's a tam pays half of a mood. A mood is 50. So you pay 25. I understand it. The side of tam is you pay, this is what my parents then said, you pay half of what a mood would pay. That's a gogamod. I understand that gemara. I understand it. A tam, had it been a mood, it would pay 50%, because it's got a part, huh? So it's a tam, so it pays 25%. But here we're not talking about time, we're talking about service. And here, if we're going to take this Rosh in the same longest, you have to say Chiddush. Tzoreis pays half of what a Mu'ad would have paid. Tzoreis pays half of what he would have paid had it been regular. So Chiddush, that's what we have to say. Tzoreis pays half, not just by time and Mu'ad. Tzoreis as well, when Tzoreis pays 50%, his pshat, Tzoreis pays 50% of what he would have paid had there been a normal regular. Had there been a normal regular, he paid 50%. So he told me he paid 50% of what would be a normal regular. Not the Gechidosh. You understand that? No.
Ish was supposed to be 100.
Ish?
Ish was supposed to be 100.
Yeah.
But it's also supposed to be 50.
Uh-huh.
The other 50.
Uh-huh.
It was 50 over. But they have a partnership.
Very good. Right? That's what I would have said. How much should it be? No. No. Your math is wrong. Try that again. You have 150. Right? You have 150. So out of the one of them is liable 50% of this 150. Another one is liable 100 of this 150. Maybe we're going to divide it up. So we've got 50 extra.
Right.
So you have to pay 100. And one of them is 550 of that 100, and another one's 100 of that 100. So you've got between the two of them, if each one puts in the kitty, you've got 150. Now to say, okay, divide up in two. Okay, we've got 50 extra. You take half right there, but that's unfair. Because of this 100, of this 50 extra, me, Mr. Ish, I contributed 2/3 of that. And you contributed 1/3 of it. We have 150, right? 50 is extra. But who donated that 50? Whoever donated that 50, who donated that 50 that we want to now give back to them?
Partnership.
But it didn't do an equal partnership of each one giving 50. No, they didn't.
Like giving 50. Each gave this extra 25.
No, they didn't each give an extra 25.
Well, no, because one gave 100 and another one
50. One gave 50, one gave 100. So if we like mix it up, yeah, now mixed, what would be the ratio of this remaining 50? We mixed it, right? Yeah, now ratio of this remaining 50 to define whose 50 is it? Whose 50 is remaining 50? It was all together, mixed together in the coins. If you now, let's say, if you had a proper mix up, what would it be? If you really mix it well, right, you have proper bila, proper mixing, it should be, of this remaining 50, should be a ratio of 33% and 67%. That should be a ratio. Make a cheshbon. Each one gave 50, one gave 100. They put in a kitty and they in the problem, mix things together. Show me my 50, show me my 100. Where is it? But in his 150, of these 150, 100 of it is yours, and 50 of it is mine. And a third of it is yours, Mr. Cherries, and 100 of it is Mr. H's. So two-thirds of it is Mr. H. So of the remaining 50, two-thirds of it belongs to H, and one-third of it belongs to Mr. Cherries. So why does Mr. Cherries get back half of what's left? He's only getting back a third of what's left. Simple mathematics. No?
Can we apply
Can we apply the rule that we learned with Bohr
that if one person is fully liable and one person has got an exemption, then the one person who's got an exemption pays his 25% and the other one under Rabnossen pays the balance?
We spoke out this before. I don't know when you joined us. We just spoke out that there's a difference. Let me just, I want Yossi to be on those same pages as us. It's mathematics, Yossi. Just have to work that. If you have two people that contributed into a firm, right? One contributes 30% and one contributes 70%. And they make profit of $3,000, let's say. How much does each one get from that profit? Do you say, well, it's a profit now, so divide up 50-50. No, no way. I contributed 70%, so I should get 70% of the profit. And you gave 30%, so you get 30% of the profit. That's the idea of shares, no? Isn't that what?
I mean, that's as cheaper as that thing.
One second, not will come to in a minute. Yeah? So. That's how every company of shares works. The amount you contribute is the amount you get back. So here we had a company. It was a company, one guy gave a third of it, and another guy gave two-thirds of it, and they're left over with 50 shekel, right? Or 50% of the whatever it was. They're left over with 50%. So that's what they're left over with. So if so, then it should be redivided back based on the input they put in. One put in a third, so he gets back a third. One put in two-thirds, he put in two-thirds. We shouldn't have to come on to him loss. That's basically what it should be. And yet, we find in the Rosh says that, nope, the one who donated, the one who did service, he gets back 25%. He gets back 50% back of the kitty. Why should that be? So, as Rebiaki said, we had a similar thing with Dr. Mites, very well remembered, by Boria and the show, and then show Tom. Where he said the Shoitab only has to pay 25% and the boy has to pay 75%. But as we asked the same question then. And there we saw Yisoid, says Rabbi Peretz, Yisoid Adoma is that a Shoitab pays 50% of what a Murid would pay. That's the Yisoid. Shoitab pays 50% of a Murid, what it would have paid had it been a Murid. Now, had it been a Murid, it would have only paid 50%. So Shoitam gets 50% of that, so he only has to pay 25%. And here we're talking about Tzuris, not talking about Shoitam, we're talking about Tzuris. So I wouldn't have thought we could say the same Kiddush, but the Rosh is saying the same Kiddush, so line will be acting the same. We're seeing in this Rosh the Gvaldiya Kiddush. Tzuris that pay 50% is not bad shot. He pays 50%, rather he pays 50% what he would have paid had it been regular. 50% of what he would have paid had it been regular. Had it been regular, he would have paid in this story, he would have paid 50%. Sirius tells you 50% of what you would have paid had you been regular. So you only have to pay 25%. Now, who pays the rest? There's Rosh, we have Rabnossen. Rabnossen tells me in a case where one guy gets a break and the other guy is liable really 100%. So he has to pay the rest of the bill. He has to pay 75%. How do we get to 25-75? We look at it. How much would have been had it been regal together with H? How much would have been? And each one would have paid 50. So it's not regal, it's Tzuris. So Tzuris gets 50% of what we would have had to pay if it was regal. Goes down to 25%. So now there's one guy who was about to pay 50%. That's H. And the other guy who's now he has to pay 25%. So the 25% that hasn't been paid, who pays the remaining 25%? So Rav Nosson, Baal HaEish pays the remaining 25%. Why?
The first step is, because it's Sroros, it's Sroros is 50% and the normal record.
Mm-hmm.
Here's like in terms of the normal record in Shutfus. So they started with 50 and make it 25.
Right. I mean, if you have a Shutfus and you have regal together with somebody else, with Aish, so then regal would only pay 50%. And this isn't regal, this is Sroros. So this is half of what regal in this situation would have paid. So only have to pay 25%.
What is the way that was he paid for Aish? Well, Aish, you only pay 50% as a Shutfus with regal. But we can say that, what do you say that now Aish is 50%? It's
20%
when it's in
Shutfus. Right. Aish is really liable to pay 100%. If you have a partner, you get free. Right? Regal, here we're saying.
The break is not set. The break is just whatever.
That's the Chiddush of Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson said that since really you're liable 100%, the Torah didn't give you a break. Your break is only because of a partner.
Issue.
A couple of numbers. Okay, just make it more complicated. But, the Gemara there speaks about three shots. The boy and the show and the air and the show time. What speaks about them? Say that it can make my life a bit more complicated. Yeah, but yeah. Let's keep to where the Rosh thinks. The Rosh told us a chiddush got it. You have tsoyos with together with Aish. Mr. Aish is normally chayav 100%, you would pay 75%. Mr. Tsoyos is normally chayav 50%, he would pay 25%. For me, this was a massive chiddush. Medlil Shalevke. So now number 7.
20 states should be 1/3 and 2/3.
They answer the question there. So any of the Rishayim here, say 1/3 and 2/3. Yeah. I didn't see. Now our Rishayim would say it's 50%, 50%, not like Rosh.
50 and 50?
Yeah, there's a difference. Each one pays 50.
That's because we don't pass them like Rav Nosson, or that's because.
Well, I mean, even if you don't pass Rav Nosson, the Chiddush, because, but I don't want to bring Rav Nosson. Yeah, we've got to sort of learn Russian thesis and Russian basic thesis and just speaking out aloha. But Lil Shalevke, you see where we are, Yossi? Lil Shalevke. What's now the din if you have a little Shalevke? Mekoshe Odom Beregel Tanagre. And somebody ties it to the regal of the Tanagre. Kaiva Kisha Filarin's come, this is boy. Because just kind of, even if he didn't have kavana what are you saying? To acquire, right? Mishum boyam is galgal ragle, other ragle imo, because of the certain boyas galgal. The cover of the pulpula charif at the bottom says we must be talking about after when he landed, because you only have a boy once it lands. The is they buy them. I feel like it's they buy them. Where am I? Back to the Rosh. Vachein amidlil. The is they buy them. I feel like it's they buy them. Even if the buy them didn't hide them. Because she odom chayev ha-kesha ha-kol. Says the Rosh. What happens if you have a dlil? You are lochem. What happens if you have a dlil that's owned by someone? And he was in the pishay, left it lying around. Along comes another person and ties it to the bailin, to the chicken. Right? What's it in then? Chai v'kusha kul, obar adlil pot. Midi David, ha'ovar sagorol. So this, I didn't know what you were talking about, Ruben, when it came to me yesterday. Ha'ovar sagorol, there's a locker, if somebody is turning over a dummy. Dung. Now, Peter Lloyd is coming this case, boy. Even if he didn't have Kavana to be Zerk in it, Chai, basically Zerk on something, it's Chai from boy, even if it's not yours. If he picked up 3-4 him, so that's called, it's now his boy. Or he picked up, moved it to another area, even if he didn't pick up 3-4 him, he moved it to another area. Even if he returns it to the original place, it's chayim. The stalkule meiser rishon. The first guy's mice is gone. He's making a new one.
The guy was
pesheya,
but something happens on the yard.
He's
out
of the picture. Once else picks it up, moves it, picks it up, or moves it, even if he puts it back to the original place.
Why is that? I mean, it's not the shea, the kosher would have done it. The original boy is gone. That's history. It's gone now. What happens if
I was pesher and then the bucket broke and somebody bought a different bucket? Mine is gone.
Why does the rush give the case of pesher?
Well, I'm going to tell us to read a little bit more. Can you tell me? I think I'm going to put a little shenefka. Why is Ravuna talking about little hefka? Even if it's not little hefka, it would be the same halacha. But what we're saying, even if it doesn't belong to somebody, if somebody else picks it up, right? Mishum the boy the maimer, nixhem elo potter. Want to say if it's nixhem elo potter. We even the little days, they buy him, the loyatsne. If it's the little that's owned by somebody and he was negligent in leaving it lying around, chai, balad lil, then the balad lil would be chai. So we want to talk about a case where there's going to be a p'tul. The p'tul is only going to be if it's little hefker.
First with a deal show hefker that someone tied, and then a delil that had balin that someone tied. If you have the case of the balim and the balim is potter, once the kosher does it, we would know the case of hefker with the kosher of
shul. That's what he said. He's saying the rosh saying both them are true. And that's why the rosh is the kosher. But the gemara mentioned, so he did. But now he said the same would be perturbed by somebody else as well. So then he's got a kosher. Why did the gemara talk about dilil of hefker? The answer is because. Once come in a case, the only case you can have a patol in a case when there's no bite by the little hefker. The only case where you be potter the gum is a case where there's no owner. Okay, so we've had a lot. The Rosh basically did a nice sigma of the sugi for us. I think it was something like 10 halachas came out from it. Maybe being a sacrament. And he goes with the mahalapotasis. Mahalapotasis, and there is a give of beish. Therefore, every time you have a story, you need to work out. Was there an owner of the delil? Was he Peshea? Because if he was Peshea, there might be Aish involved, right? And is there an owner of the Tanagur? If there's an owner of the Tanagur, then there might be Tzorius. If it lands already, then it's only Bori, the owner of Tanagur would be possible. As it's flying, there's an owner, so you can have a case, we have two people together liable. You can have a case with a Baal, the Lil will be chayim together with the Baal Atamir. This, according to Rashi, doesn't exist. There's no such case in our sugya. We have two people together, according to Rashi. According to Rashi, Malash, if it's flying, then the Baal Eish is the chayim, and there is no Eish. If it landed, then the Baal Atamir is never chayim, because it's Ish Boi Rei Sheva. It's only the owner of the Lil.
Let's go back to the Rashi.
According to Rashi, there's no case where there'll be two people liable at once. Because if it's flying and it hits something while it's flying, the only thing you're hired for is tourists, and the person who leaves his stuff lying around is not hired for Aish. That was the Chase discussion, Rashi. Why not? And four miles, and you had one out of, yeah, that was dog, that's one out of, yeah. That was Rashi Shitta, the no clear, not of Aish and not of Boy while it's flying. The only thing you're hired for is. And that's the other part. Once it lands, you can be chayv of the boy, but only the part of the delil is chayv of the boy, because the tanagil is not chayv, because each boy will show him. So Mela, there's never a case where both can be chayv together. According to Rashi, there's no sugya here of both being chayv. According to Tesis and the chayv of Ish, according to Rosh and the chayv of Ish, now you can have a case where two people together can be chayv. If, what would be the case? If it lands and somebody chips up on it, then there's only about a little that's going to be chayv. Vantana gets his privilege over, right? If it damages as it's moving, then you've got an Ishu's guide, and you've got Tanagaru's guide. So now you have to work out. I have to work out a thing. You've got Tanagaru's guide. So now work out. What happened? If it was moving as it was, some as the Tanagaru was walking, it didn't throw it. It was mummy's regal. So you have regal together with Ish. So each one pays 50%, very simple. But if it's a Tsoyois involved, so it was Adi, Adi, it was Tsoyois, so now the Balak Tanagoyal only would have anyway had to pay 50%, even without the parliament, he only had to pay 50%. And now he has a parliament. The halacha of Tsoyois tells you, you pay 50% what you would have paid, and you have, had you been a regal. Had I been a regal, my halacha tells me, I only pay 25%. I'm a lot of teaching me only pay 25%. Mr. H, he would have had to pay 100%. Had he had a partner, you're right, he should only have to pay 50%. But if Nossin tells me that anytime you are together with a partner and the partner is a locker letting him off and he doesn't need to pay his full share, you have to pay the remaining share. Works out that Mr. H should pay 75% and Mr. Tsoyois only pays 25%. That's the Gevaldige Chiddush of the Rosh. Now the Chiddush Rosh told us that even if the bucket is owned, this is Yossi Shaila from yesterday, the bucket's owned by someone, and he was Bishar leaving it there, and along comes somebody else and picks it up and ties it to the chicken, the original owner is out of the picture, and you're now left with the one who ties it, and he'd now have to pay. So we don't talk about a little bit after. Even if it wasn't a delil of Hefka, it would be the same halacha. Koshri would be chayiv. You're right. The reason why we spoke about delil of Hefka is to explain why nishtan me'elov is potter. If we're talking about a delil owned by somebody, then the owner of the bucket should be chayiv for leaving it lying around. That's why we're talking about delil of Hefka. That's right. Okay, that's going to be a rosh. I hope you had enjoyment from it. You go over it. I think there's 10 halachas in it. And I'll go each halacha, take it one by one, work it out. And then you don't want to write up the Sugya Rosh there for you. So take each case and analyze it, and I think you'll come out with a Sugya very geschmack.
What's the key thing in that tree? The person that ties the bull after the chicken doesn't, he moves it. He's moving it. What?
It doesn't have to be kainer. He's removed the original bird.
But by moving it without lifting it,
into a different location. So now it's not an original location. No, it doesn't. Even when he picks up, he doesn't have kavanah to be here. He's made a book. Okay, very, very quickly, Parashat Vayigash. It's very, very important you say that Chaim Shmulevitz used to say in Parashat Vayigash. Very important you say it. We see in the end of our Parashat Gates. Yosef said, you know, all of the brothers are going to, you should all become, their family could be out. And then all the brothers said, you know, we'll all become Avodim and we'll stay with you. And Yosef said, no, Piton, you'll go back to your father and keep it beyond. Piton, Pastor Yigas, this was this break in the Pastor, we lose the momentum. Piton, Pastor Yigas, Yehuda blows a fuse and says it's starting a world war going on here. He starts stamping his feet. The medrash says his hair starts kind of broke through his clothes. His clothes tore from the anger. There was a tremendous world war happening here. Yosef realized that he better rein in the thing, and he tells Menashe to stamp on the floor. And due to stamping on the floor, Pisman Ramses collapses. We're talking about here serious nuclear war happening. What happened? Last week's parasha, they all subdued. You're right. We're all going to be avodim. Pitom now you're going to be confused and said, if you're going to start, you're parry and finish. What's going on? What is going on here? What changed? What changed from being subdued to mamish taking it so seriously? So there's different halachim given here, but one of them, Shmulevitz says, is a bon yisoy of taking a kris. Of taking a kris. He has a kasha. He says, why is it? His Shaul HaMelech did one thing wrong. He didn't kill our God. He held the Chama and didn't kill our God. And Hashem said, I'm going to take away the malchus from Shaul HaMelech. So David HaMelech, Lumazeh, didn't have for us to speak about David HaMelech, but there's a story about Bathsheba, other Maisa, and David HaMelech didn't think, oh, Bathsheba didn't keep the malchus. What happened? Why is it that Shaul lost his malchus and David kept his malchus? So Kaim Shalevitz is Mazbir, something called accepting a crisis. What happened when Shaul did what he did? He didn't kill our guy. So Shmuel came to turn off. And Shaul said, well, I was following the tibble, they took the sheep. It's lotion of the I wrote down the lotion of the use. Second else. That's the word that Shaul said. I wanted to listen to what the people of the democracy, people wanted, I wanted to listen to. That is the lack of a Christ. If somebody is meant to be the melech, a melech is meant to make decisions. He's not meant to be hearing people's decisions. He's meant to be making decisions. A person who's meant to be a role model, meant to be ruling the country, he has to have a chayes. We almost said, if we look at what Yehuda did, Yehuda's exact opposite. John had come from Yehuda, and I guess he took on Yehuda's traits. We've seen in the parashas of Vayeshev, they wanted to kill Yosef, and they took his cloak. And they dipped it into the blood of the thing they were going to send it to. And it says that Yehuda came there, Yehuda was there, and he saved Yosef from his brothers. And he said, my betza, you've seen it, done what we gained by doing all this, let's sell it. I don't understand. The brothers had made a cheshbon, they had it in Torah, they made a cheshbon that Yosef was chayvus. He was a relative, they made a cheshbon that Yosef was chayvus. So, what was Yehuda? He saved Joseph. Ma betza. What we gained him by killing Joseph. There was a psak din here. The psak din was that Yosef was chayav misa. But no, Yehuda saw that the brothers, although they made the psak din, but they weren't willing to come to their father and say, "We came to psak din. The Yosef was chayav misa." No, they wanted to cover up by dipping the blood in the blood of the Skadiz. So they weren't willing to take a cries from the Psalm. If somebody's not willing to take a cries from the Psalm, says Yehuda, that's not called the Psalm. Psalm is a Psalm that you're willing to take a cries. And Yehuda is the man who takes a cries. We see with the story of Thomas. And Thomas, he saw that Thomas was about to get killed and he realized it was from him. He admitted it. Yehuda is a man who says, you're going to come to stories, you have to be Ish Emes. You have to accept a Christ. That was Yehuda's role model was to be a Bala Christ. So when he saw the brothers weren't willing to take a Christ, he said, this psychologue is not next to anything. Then we have to deal with it somehow. We can't kill Yosef. We have to, my bet's not, we can't. We have to sell him. We have to sell him. The psychologue that we had is not upside. Because you have to have a Christ. Instead, your passion is an amazing thing. It's not up between you and other people, in between the person, between him and himself. So why did it say Cain? Hashem said, Cain, what happened? Where's your brother? See, I'm saying to other people. So this is Cain is not a fool. Cain is without human ability. He was speaking to invention. How can it be talking to invention? The manager says a muscle. They were Ganovim who stole something, and the night the Shema didn't catch it. In the daytime, the Shema caught it. He said, why do you steal it? So the Ganov says, what do you want from us? We are Ganovim. But you're the Shema. Why weren't you watching it last night? That means, and Hashem, and Cain said to Hashem, I'm going to get something. What do you want from me? But you're the one. You can look after him. Oh, what do you want from me? I mean, that's not willing to accept the person's God. You have to look after yourself. You have to protect yourself. And that's somebody who lacks a Christ, runs away from this idea. And Beatzi does a very
Well, it's not my fault. It's not my fault. What do you want from me? I've got this. What do you want? No. But as a Christ, to realize you've got Hashem created you in this world, you have to overcome it. To make sure I do what I'm meant to be done. So Mina, go back to Yehuda. Yehuda was the Isha Christ. Now, he heard, we're all going to be alone. What did Yosef say? He said, no, you go back to your fathers, and I'll keep in your. The minute Yosef mentioned father, I accept the Christ of Binyamin to my father. This I saw in Shimon Shabbos, he brings it from the block. The minute he heard the word father, that's what changed everything. He remembered his achrayus he had his achrayus to his father, and he was willing now to make a world war. From being subdued and accepting the Zadim of Shemayim to no, I was the man who was achrayus, I have to take a lead. And that's what changed from the kids to Vayigash. So Chaim Shalevitz was saying this is so the achrayus, obviously with the melech, it's much more of achrayus because he's meant to be ruling all country, and that's why Shaul lost his mother. The Chesed HaChrayis, and again, each person has one. Every person has a certain HaChrayis. Why is it possible? Most of all is Abeks. Why? He's willing to get married. He's getting married now. He's now accepting HaChrayis of his wife, and not just HaChrayis of his wife. He's going to find HaChrayis of Panosa, and then the whole vice, but the whole vice, remember his Abeks. That's what the Chesed HaChrayis said. A person accepts HaChrayis, but we do it often. But a person has to accept HaChrayis. HaChrayis is and if I'm allowed to say, Achrayis is also in the limud. Achrayis in the limud. The person learns the sugya. Achrayis, I have to be Achrayis to make sure I understand the sugya. I have to do what it takes. I have to do what it takes to understand the sugya. If it's a bit complicated in the sugya, that's my Achrayis to bring in Avosh. The Rosh did it for us. He took the Rosh broke down our sugya for us. Our Achrayis now is good to the Rosh and understand everyone who's in our office and make sure we now understand the sugya. The whole problem is a big thing.
Where's the Rashi?
Rashi in the Eagles.
No,
we said a few different mahalakim. One mahalakim, David said, is because the dilit is a tame thing. And it's the wind is, the amris is something which is dangerous. So you left the dangerous thing, the wind can drift before you're going to get fat. But dilit is just a dilit. So it's not dangerous. And the chicken transformed it from being something not dangerous, something dangerous, that's not fish.
If it was
an animal, oh, it says there's a ring. Very good. Mm-hmm. Delil doesn't say it was just a little tiny thing. Delil could have been a knife as well. So that terrorist wasn't so good.
The terrorist.
Okay. So we'll change the movement. Mara says, Rashi says not. So, so the best terrorist we had was that since there was somebody meant to be looking after this chicken. That's not called the wrong material. I left a amis to give myself the roof. The wind comes and takes out. I'm negligent. I shouldn't have left it. But I left my lil in my rishus. And along comes a chicken. That was something meant to be looking after that chicken. Who then made it transformed into eggs. That's not my concern. That was the easiest matter. Well, I don't think four miles, but that's the easiest matter. Actually, I'll do punish. Okay, so have a good Shabbos, everyone. Bianca, have a good Shabbos.
And you, Shabbos.
Yes.
See you.